Well, it's time we talk health matters. We're talking to Shona Sahni from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, the nutrition science leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And Shona Sahni is talking to us today about sugar. Shona Sahni, good morning. Welcome on this Tuesday morning.
Good morning, Wayne, and good morning to our listeners. Thank you for having me this morning on Tuesday.
It's an absolute pleasure. We look forward to Tuesdays because we get a little bit of advice as to how to stay healthy. But we're talking today about the dietitian's perspective of why is sugar such an important topic for adult health?
Yes. Today we're speaking about sugar and health because sugar, it can lead to a severe consequences and increase your risk of diabetes if it's overconsumed. That's because, as I mentioned, sugar can increase or it's linked to an increased risk of chronic disease like insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and obesity. And also, people should note that sugars are energy dense, which means that they may result in excess calorie intake, poor nutrient intake, and gut microbiome distribution or poor digestive health, as well as increased inflammation, because food that are they don't contain any other nutrients like vitamins or minerals or antioxidant that makes you to be consuming a healthier diet.
Now, sugar, or rather the question is sugar itself the problem, or is it the quality and frequency with which we consume it?
That's also a good question, Wayne, because our science shows that there is a clear distinction between added sugar and natural sugars and how they impact our bodies and overall health. Natural sugars, they are sugars that are naturally found in whole food like your fruits, vegetables, dairy products. This food contains sugars like fructose, glucose, and lactose, along with any other nutrients like your fiber, vitamins, minerals that provide the person with nutritional value and also help regulate digestion and slow the absorption of sugar. On the other hand, the added sugar, there are sugar that are not naturally present in food, but they are added during processing or preparation. Example of this, it includes your table sugar, your high fructose corn syrup and honey, or syrup when added to the foods like your cereals, baked goods, as well as sweetened beverages. So this added sugar, they provide empty calories, which means that they provide with calories without nutritional value, and also they can lead to a repeat spike in blood sugar levels. So just to give our listeners a view, the World Health Organization, they recommend that we should limit our daily added sugar intake to less than 10% of our total energy. So this means that they recommend that the intake of sugars, such as sugars that are added to the manufacturers, the ones we add ourselves when we are cooking or on the tea or coffee, the one we consume, as well as examples such as your honey, your syrup, your fruit juices, and fruit concentrate juice, this one, they should be less than 10% of the total daily energy intake for adults as well as for children. And if we want more health benefits, we should then reduce it to less than 5% of our daily energy. So this means that the maximum intake of free sugars from food and beverage per day for adult men as well as an adolescent between the age of 14 to 18, it should not exceed 12 teaspoons. And for an adult women and children between the age of 5 to 13, it should not exceed more than 9 teaspoons. So to achieve this, it will help with greater health benefits because the number of teaspoons of sugar from food and beverage per day and thing, it should also be limited to less than 6 teaspoons, as well as less than 5 teaspoons for women and children, so that we can be able to get more greater benefits from this.
Right. And Shona Sahni, how does excess sugar affect energy levels as well as blood sugar regulation?
Excess sugar intake usually it leads to rapid spikes in blood glucose, triggering insulin secretion. So as insulin facilitates glucose uptake in cells, particularly in the muscles and the liver, so the blood glucose level after some time they will crash, often leaving an individual feeling tired, craving more sugar, as well as hungry. Chronic high sugar intake, it can lead to insulin resistance, reducing insulin sensitivity, as well as impairing glucose uptake, contributing to hyperglycemia. So this dysregulation in a long time, it affects energy metabolism, potentially causing mitochondrial dysfunction, as well as reduce ATP production, which will then manifest as fatigue. So if this cycle continues to increase, it will then increase the risk of insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes, impacting the overall metabolic health.
And what role does sugar play in weight gain, particularly in the abdominal area?
When it comes to sugar, it plays a key role when it comes to weight gain, especially around the midsection or around the abdominal area. So when we consume high amount of sugar, it gets metabolized by liver, and excess fructose gets converted to fat, often stored as visceral fat or abdominal organs. So this type of fat is linked to increased risk of chronic diseases like diabetes, your heart disease. Additionally, also sugar high calorie density, as well as length of satiety, can also lead to overeating, contributing to overall weight gain, because food that are high in sugar, they are not filling most of the time because they don't have any other nutrients. Then a person will end up overeating, which will then result in weight gain.
Right. And are there any realistic ways that adults can reduce sugar without feeling deprived? I suppose it would be a plan, and you need to just stick to whatever you've decided.
There are realistic ways where we can help ourselves to reduce our sugar intake without depriving ourselves. This includes daily routine where we can simply change our habits. For example, at breakfast table, we can start by taking out the sugar, syrup, as well as honey off the table. We can then cut back on the amount of sugar you add to your food and drinks like cereals, porridge, and coffee or tea. We can also try reducing the amount by half or gradually decrease from there. So also the other thing that we can do is also, instead of adding sugar to our oatmeal as well as cereal, we can add fresh fruits like your bananas, apple, pears, because this one, they will still offer their cereals and sugar taste, but it will be from natural sugar, not the added sugar. Instead of choosing sweetened yogurt, we can then choose to have a plain yogurt with fruit, which is another great option to reduce our sugar intake. When it comes to baking, we can reduce the sugar content in our recipe by 1/3 to 1/2. We can also use extracts like almond, vanilla, or lemon to add a flavor to our baking goods without sugar. When we eat out, we need to also be aware that many restaurants and takeaway meals, they contain hidden sugar. So for this, we need to ask for sources on the side. And when we snack, we also need to plan ahead by keeping healthier snacks or in hand, like fruits, nuts, because these ones, they don't have sugar. We can also make our own snack like toasted almonds or hummus with fresh veggies like carrot sticks, because also here, it will help us with reducing our sugar intake. And for things like our lunch and dinner, we need to learn to choose healthier options like our whole grain sandwich and water, because the whole grain sandwich, they usually contain brown bread that are less sweeter compared to white bread. We also need to avoid sugary drinks and also to limit our intake of condiments like ketchup and mayonnaise, because condiments as well, they contain sugar. So we can also do this by replacing things like the saucy mayonnaise and pickles with things like hummus, which don't contain any sugar. We can also try to cut down by using low sugar or sugar-free alternatives such as tomato-based pasta sauce instead of ketchup, pesto, harissa, or plain mustard instead of pickles. We can also use hummus instead of mayonnaise. When it comes to salad dressing, it's also another source of hidden sugar because they are very high in sugars. So we can try the classic combination of good virgin olive oil or canola oil with balsamic vinegar to make a dressing for our salad. Because this often, most of the time, they don't contain sugar when it comes to olive oil and balsamic oil. Or we can rather add olive oil and a squeeze of lemon, which will still give our salad a nice taste, as well as nice taste without adding more sugar.
That's some interesting tips there. And just listening to the list of things that contain sugar that you maybe wouldn't have expected that lurks on your dinner table. So you think you're being good because you haven't put sugar in your coffee. Meanwhile, the sugar is still lurking in the tomato sauce.
Yes, so there are still sugars in tomato sauce. So we'd rather make our own homemade sauces to reduce the sugar intake.
And then you know exactly what's going into it. Sean Asani, very interesting, and sugar is a little bit of a stealth operator in many ways. But where can listeners get more information about the Heart and Stroke Foundation and all the recipes and the tips that the Heart and Stroke Foundation does provide?
Listeners can visit our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. We are also on social media on Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, as well as Instagram. And if they have any questions, they can call us on 021-422-1586 to speak to one of our healthcare professionals.
Great. Shonisani, thank you very, very much. Have a great week. We'll chat again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Wayne, and the listeners. We'll speak again next week.